Listening Library presents When Zachary Beaver Came to Town by Kimberly Willis Holt. Chapter 1. Nothing ever happens in Antler, Texas. Nothing much at all. Until this afternoon, when an old blue Thunderbird pulls a trailer decorated with Christmas lights into the dairy-made parking lot. The red words painted on the trailer cause quite a buzz around town, and before an hour is up, half of Antler is standing in line with $2 clutched in hand to see the fattest boy in the world. Since it's too late in the summer for firecrackers and too early for the ladybug waltz, Cal and I join Miss Murdy May and the First Baptist Quilting Bee at the back of the line. Miss Murdy May wears a wide-brimmed straw hat. She claims that she's never exposed her skin to sun. Even so, wrinkles fold into her face like an unironed shirt. She takes her job as town historian and librarian seriously, and as usual, her camera hangs round her neck. Toby? How's your mom? Fine, I say. That will really be something if she wins. Yes, ma'am, it will. My mouth says the words, but my mind is not wanting to settle on a picture of her winning. Mom dreams of following in the footsteps of her favorite singer, Tammy Wynette. Last month, she entered a singing contest in Amarillo and won first place.